News Radio 700 WLW.
Our good friend Jerry the J-Man Joiner. J-Man, always a pleasure, man. Love it. What's going on?
Thanks for having me on a Friday afternoon.
Ready for the weekend, J-Man?
Always. I'm headed up to Oklahoma.
Where are you going to Oklahoma for? What's going on there?
Well, my mom lives up there, and of course, then they got a lot of marijuana in Oklahoma. I got to go visit with people, you know, make sure they're doing their things right and everything.
Get it together, man. Well, a couple of things.
I need to be up there in Ohio. You guys have already sold $50 million worth of marijuana.
I was wondering if you saw that. That figure came out the other day, and just the limited time that it's been on sale here, already $50 million.
And what's terrible is I read it costs twice as much in Ohio as it did when y'all were driving up to Michigan. But y'all are still embracing this stuff, even though you got to pay twice as much there right now. Is that true? Or you guys probably don't know. Well, don't want to out y'all or anything.
I've heard that the prices here are high, as opposed to, like you said, Michigan. Because I've got friends who've gone to Michigan before and bought up there before this even happened, and they're saying these prices are crazy.
Well, you know, it's unfortunate that they try to take advantage of this, but I think things will kind of level out after a little while, and maybe they'll see some more competitive things to where the good folks in Ohio can get a good value for when they want a little relaxation now instead of just for the medicinal reasons.
Well, you know what, J-Man, maybe you can speak to that. Yeah. How does that work? Can competition develop, or is it pretty much just under state control and the way it is the way it is?
Well, if old J-Man had his way and we could get everybody to agree to make this legal, I think then we would see, just like we see with other businesses, supply and demand, all the different factors that involve what pricing. But right now it's all manipulated by trying to squeeze as much tax dollar and fee and make it tough on the guys that are trying to be in the business and for the people that want to consume the products.
Hey, J-Man, there's a medical marijuana dispensary not too far from where I live. And then I passed one the other day. There's one downtown not far from where I park for the Bengals game. And every time I go by those, if it's at a, you know, whatever business hour time, there's a line outside. But then you look kind of inside, and it's like, is there some kind of rule on that, that you can only allow X amount of people in or customers in the building at once or something? Or?
I can't speak specifically for Ohio, but I know in many states they regulate how many people that they can have on premise at a time. And I know in Nevada, it's like you go from one place to a waiting room, from a waiting room to where you can actually buy, then you go to another room where you've got to purchase. It's kind of confusing. And in other places, you just walk up Oklahoma, you walk over, give them the money, and they give you what you want. And there's really no limit on how much you can purchase. I believe you guys are limited to how much you can purchase at a single time or in a single day or something like that.
Yeah, there's a limit on it. And, well, J-Man, let's talk about just a couple other things. It caught my eye the other day. Now, maybe you can speak to this. I don't know if it's in your district or in your area or whatnot, but I'm sure it's well-known in Texas. Who is a state rep running in the election who's featured smoking a bong in her ad? We've come a long way, brother.
We're featuring her next Friday on our Weed and Whiskey TV, Weed Whiskey News episode. We're featuring her segment with her ad. But she's both smoking a joint, smoking a bong, and trying to use that platform. In J-Man's opinion, she getting publicity. My friends in Ohio heard about it. We're talking about it right now. So maybe that was her ploy into this. She's running against a lady named Carrie Isaac that seems to be not have made a statement. We reached out to Carrie Isaac to see what her comments were, but she's not responded back yet. You know, here in Texas, it's really strange. Our Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick, he wants to regulate marijuana but ban hemp. And folks out there, the cannabis plant, this is the same thing. Marijuana and hemp are the same plant. It's the cannabis plant. Just the one that we call marijuana has more THC in it than the one that we refer to as hemp. But both of them have intoxicating elements that give you a little recreational lift, or it can give you some medicinal benefits. Or wellness. I'm not supposed to say medicinal. I'm supposed to say wellness. So sorry about that.
All right.
So, J-Man, is it safe for me to assume the state rep is running on legalizing legalizing marijuana in the state?
It's legal in Texas, isn't it, J-Man?
Well, see, that's the thing. Regulated marijuana is illegal in Texas. We have a very small compassionate cure program where you got to stand on one knee, give them some hair samples, all these different things, and they'll give you a card where you can only get something that's called a tincture that you put in your mouth or under your tongue, or maybe put in some food or some limited edibles. No flour, no smokable products under Texas's compassionate cure program. But we also have 7,292 retailers, people that have a hemp resellers license in Texas to sell intoxicating hemp, which is gummies, which is drinks, which is this ice cream you've heard me guys talk about. So it's robust here in Texas. $8 billion is the overall industry, even though it's illegal.
Huh. Now, is it that stuff confused. That is it that stuff you know the sideways pot that we've talked about before, or is this real marijuana, THC grade?
It is many of the operators in Texas, the Buzz brands you hear me talk about all the time. This is Delta 9 THC, guys. This is exactly the same thing that would be in some gummies that you would get in your state molecularly. Okay. Now there's this Delta 8 stuff.
That's the top. Okay, that's the stuff I'm talking about.
Delta 8.
Yeah.
Right. I'm old, guys. I got 64 whorls around the sun. Right. When I was coming up, they would put embalming fluid on poor quality Mexican dirt weed, and they call it chronic because you'd get high when you smoked embalming fluid. I didn't care for it, okay? I tried to stay away from that. But they mean that's what the Delta 8 is. It's a chemical that they put on there to synthetically synthesize into the THC molecules.
I believe Dr. Dre had an album called The Chronic. But anyway, J-Man, I have another question for you. Are you a pain in the butt to the government there in Texas? Do you fight the government on this stuff, or are you more hands off when it comes to legalization issues?
You know, I'm like my good friend Willie Nelson. I smoke a joint with just about anybody. Okay, mm-hmm. Sit down and try to sort these things out. I will tell you that my involvement a whole lot has to do with my dad was a soldier, and I see all the benefits that these veterans are getting from both marijuana products and now psilocybin mushrooms. You know, we used to think mushrooms were just something you went after going a crazy trip. Well, these veterans now are microdosing mushrooms where they're not really getting out on a trip or anything, but it's helping their PTSD. It's helping their anxiety. And mm-hmm. So I'm a big proponent for all that. And, you know, I think people ought to be able to do what they want to choose to do as long as it doesn't affect other people. So don't get out there and be smoking weed and driving around. I'm in the car right now, but I got a driver, and we're not smoking where I can talk to you guys. Don't be out there drinking. Don't be out there drowsy, and don't be out there distracted. You know, that's a big thing that's happening right now. People are concerned with marijuana. So many people, 80% of Americans thinking it should be legal, are out there getting high all the time. And they are, but let's hope that they're using good common sense.
Mm-hmm. Well, and J-Man, let's talk about, there was a poll recently that Americans, whatever, it says, as a whole, blah, 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 it negatively impacts society, 54%, blah, 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 and versus 50 or like 48%, whatever the hell, 46%. And is that just because more and more people are being exposed to it, and they had no idea what the effects of pot were? But because pot literally is everywhere around here,
it is, you know, and it's still it. There's issues just like we have with alcohol, prescription medications, things like this. You know, I think the thing that we're starting to see the big change of, and I did a little comedy skit about that, is the smell, right? A lot of people are offended by, when somebody's smoking pot, right? Somebody's smoking pot, right? You can smell it. Well, Trump was in Florida, and he would say, look, the people want this, but we need to regulate it where it doesn't smell like all those other cities, okay? And I thought, he doesn't even know. People are drinking weed now. It smells really good. Those buzz-me-up drinks and those gummies, that ice, it don't smell like burning rope. And so I think
skunk.
We always skunk. Yeah, yeah. I felt disappointed that Sally Duvall, the politician, chose to smoke that joint and that blunt instead of have a refreshing THC beverage that so many people are doing, or the gummies that everywhere I go, people are saying, hey, Jay, man, these gummies, I eat a little half one of those. I get a good night's sleep. I don't drink right. as much booze as I used to. And law enforcement, I can tell you at the concerts and stuff, now that they're starting to let THC products be at music festivals and such, they're happy. They think, man, everybody's stoned. They're not going to get all rowdy and do what they do when they're drinking alcohol. So, you know, we're seeing a big change in America, I think.
Well, and don't you think over the course of years, a few years after people get used to the idea of it being around, I think there's still people or like you were saying, you're not used to smelling it everywhere, mm-hmm. and it literally is everywhere. I mm-hmm. mean, Jay, man, I've been driving down the interstate before and smelled pot. Now, you tell me how that happens.
It was probably some really good stuff. You know, I've seen clouds of smoke, the old Cheech and Chong thing coming out. I had a good friend was in New York City for his son won a thing for singing. There was a big singing competition. He said, everywhere you went, all you smelled was marijuana.
Yeah, yeah.
And in my personal opinion is, let's not offend other people with this, you know.
Agreed.
It gets that stereotype that everybody's a lazy old stoner and they're smoking weed like that. And if we look at how many people are now drinking, that's a huge beer sales are way down. And these THC infused beverages, not just here in Texas, Minnesota is a huge leader in doing this. And I think you guys will start to see that happen there in Ohio. Also people drinking, you don't have to light. You don't have to have a lighter now. See, just open the top and drink the weed.
Well, that's, I've talked about this before on this show. That you go into, so I've been into bars here, bar restaurants, whatever, and there's little placards on the table. Try our THC infused cocktails or beers or whatnot. It's crazy.
And they've even got infusions now, so you could order a mocktail, which is becoming really popular.
Right.
But then they'll put a few drops of THC in there for you, where you get a little feeling like you did from alcohol, but you don't have the hangover effects the next day, and it doesn't affect your body in the same fashion. You're high, you do too much of it. Common sense. You know, don't overindulge on this, but you can find your own level that it makes you feel right. But if it's not for you, hey. Don't do it. Just don't judge other people if that's what they want to do.
I assume that's probably tasteless too, right? I mean, you don't taste it.
There's something called a terpene, and they refer to them as terps. Okay, and so there's different flavor profiles of these terps, which is part of the cannabinoids, which are in the THC. So they could have orange ones or lemon flavored or different. Or basil type herbal type things. It's kind of interesting. A lot of people are using this for fine cuisine now. I was at a lady's place. She charged $420 for a 7-course infused dinner.
Wow.
Thank goodness I was able to go there as a celebrity. I mean, that was a lot of money to me for a dinner, and everything that was prepared was infused, and I thought, yeah, that could be a little dangerous there. People get a little overindulged. But
yeah, 7 courses, yeah.
Everybody made it home okay.
All right. With that, J-Man, we'll let you go, let you get back on the road. Brother, as always, a real pleasure.
You got it, guys. Y'all have a good weekend. Bye-bye.
Take care.
See you, J-Man.
Our good friend, Jerry the J-Man.